Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Tzadi Hey. Yevamos Tzadi Hey. And this daf continues sugyas relating to our first Mishnah and the Mishnayos that follow, and that is where something happens in terms of the woman being allowed or thinking that she's allowed to remarry, or the man, and then somebody remarries, and then the person who they thought died comes back. So all the different details that are mentioned, what if it's a sister-in-law, a brother-in-law, two of them went, two of them came back. So let's talk about a general topic related to that, and that is, we know, in all these cases, there's at least a shogeg, right? They didn't do it on purpose, and maybe even an ones, maybe even totally out of our control. So what's the status of... there are specific details here about whether we would allow her to go back to her husband, but let's talk in general a little bit about a maisa avera that it happens ba'ones, which is a big topic. We'll touch on that, but then we'll specifically relate it to the maisa avera ba'ones relating to the isur labayla, because we know the rule is that if a woman is mizana beratzon, she is asur labayla. If she willingly has an extramarital affair, so then she cannot go back to her husband. But if it's an ones, if she's raped, rachmana litzlan, so then she can't go back to her husband unless she's an aishas kohen. But so how do we look at that act of aveira that's done ba'ones? So let's talk first background. The Torah tells us in Dvarim Perachav Beis, regarding a maisa aveira ba'ones, vim basada yimsoha ish es ha-na'ara ha-ma'orasa, if a man finds a na'ara ma'orasa in the field, v'hechzik boha ish, v'shachav ima, and he is with her, u'meso ish ha-shachav ima levado, it's only the man that dies. V'la na'ara losas ha-davar, the woman that was attacked in the field, and we assume this was an ones because it's basada, right, nobody was around, so v'la na'ara losas ha-davar, ein la'na'ara chimava, she does not die. She does not die, and the Torah gives an interesting continuation of the pasuk, which is the basis of halacha. Kikasha yakim mishal ra'eh over ritzacho nefesh kena davar hazeh. Just like a person can commit murder, so too a person can commit this crime of ones, which, by the way, we know is the one of the makaros for Yahari Valyavar, comparing ones for Gili Arayis and Ritzicha, right? That this pasuk. Okay, but the pasuk says lanara lo sase davar. This is counted as a mitzvah lo sase daraisa. Alosa de Raisa Bezdin is not allowed to punish someone who committed an Aveira Ba'ones. That's a separate losa, say the Sefer HaChinuch, in Tav Kuf Nun Vav, Mitzvah 5:5-6. Shenimnanu shelo nadin mishi hu anus b'chet sheyaseh. Klomar, she'en lanu lano shum adam b'dover sheyaseh oso al karcho. Bezdin does not punish anyone who does an Aveira by force. Right, if somebody, Bezdin doesn't even punish somebody who doesn't Aveira by accident. Right, Beshogeg, there's no punishment for by Bezdin either, right? Bezdin only punishes if there's hasra, there's warning, and there's acceptance of the warning. But there's a separate lo sase in the Torah that if somebody does one of the averis ba'ones, so then there's no punishment. And the Sefer HaChinuch continues, even if it's one of the big three, right? Even if it's one of the big three that we were supposed to give our lives for, right? Murder, adultery, and idolatry, even if one violates and we don't stand up to the test, Rachman al-Islan, and we violate, so the Rambam says we were Mechal Shem Shamayim, and we didn't do what we were supposed to do, but it was an ones, and therefore we still don't get punished. Bezdin is not going to punish us. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah. Any mitzvah, any act where it says you should be killed, v'avar v'lo narag, person didn't stand up to it, then he violated. Hareze machalas Hashem. So it's a chil Hashem, because we should have stood up. V'mhaya basar mi Yisrael, hareze chil as Hashem barabim. Ubitel mitzvah saseh, she kiddush Hashem. We were nullified, we didn't do the mitzvah saseh. V'avar al mitzvah lo saseh, she chil Hashem. V'yafal pikin, but still, mipnei she'avar ba'ones, ein malkin oso. But because it was done, it was a forced act, even though I should have, you know, stood up, but because it was forced, surely Bezdin doesn't kill somebody. Afilu harig ba'ones. Even if a person killed ba'ones, shein malkanim amisin ela lo over bertzono ube'edim ubahasra. Right, so that is the din of a maisa aveira done ba'ones does not get punched. The question is, there is definitely a pater onshin, but there's a pater onshin for shogeg also. Shogig is unintentional. Shogig is, I have no idea it was Shabbos today, and I did the Aveira, and I was Chal Shabbos. So it was Shogig. And that requires a carbon chatos. So there are certain punishments, not punishments, or kapara needed for shogeg. So what's the difference conceptually between a shogeg and an ones? By both of them, I'm not going to get punished. By shogeg, I sometimes have to bring a carbon chatas. By ones, I don't bring a carbon. So conceptually, does that mean anything? Does that mean anything? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dalet, what happens if you have an animal that was worshipped ba'ones? An animal that was worshipped ba'ones. So does that make the animal forbidden? Right? What's the case? The Gemara says, Ansu ovdei kochavim v'ishtachva l'bhento didei. Goyim force you to bow down to your horse. Right? So the Gemara says, that's usur. The animal becomes nasar. So asks the Gemara, Maskav l'arab zeira, ones rachmana patre, dichziv, Valanara losasa davar, quoting our pasuk, right? What do you mean? Why should the animal become usur? It says that you don't get punished for a maisa ones. What in the world does that pasuk have to do with this halacha? Right? The halacha is about an animal, right? We're talking about when the animal becomes ne'esar or not. So the person for bowing down to his horse is not going to get punished because he was forced to do that. But the animal, what's the Gemara asking? How could the animal be usur? Valanara losasa davar. So what do we already see from here? Maybe it's more than that. Maybe an ones. A maisa aveira da ba'onis is not just a patur onshin, but it is not even a maisa aveira. Right? I think last year, a few months ago, we had a shiur about misasek. If somebody's involved in an action, they have no idea they're involved in the action. Is that a patur onshin, or is that not even a maisa aveira? Right? I brush against the wall, and the light goes on. Or I go in, I turn the light off, or on. I know it's Shabbos. I know it's also to turn the light on Shabbos, but I'm not thinking. So sometimes we do things without thinking. Right? There are all different types of misasek, right? I think something is detached, and I pick it up from the ground, and it's really attached. So that's a big sugya, the Nesifas of Kiveger, about whether that's just an exemption, a Petur Onshin, or not even a Maisavera. So a similar question could be asked here, right? What about Ones? Right? Is Ones is for sure a Petur Onshin? That's for sure. Right, that's what the Torah says. V'lanara losasa davar, and that's what's counted as the losase. But is it more than that? It's not just that I'm not going to get punished, but I didn't even do anything. I didn't even do a maisa aveira. That's what the impression we seem to get from this Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara says, why should the animal be ne'esar? You know, it's an ones. What does that have to do with the Torah? Should have to do with the animal status. But if we say it's deeper, right, there wasn't even a maisa aveira, then you could understand the Gemara's question. There wasn't even a maisa aveira of avodah zara. It was ba'ones. So then, why should the animal be nasar? Right. So if we have that idea, so then it's a little deeper. And this is what's suggested by a number of achronim in terms of explaining ones. Rabbi Elchanan has this in the Kovet Shiurim, based on a tshuva of the Rivash, where the Rivash in Simen Dalid, I think we had a Rivash last time also, the Rivash in Simen Dalid says, if there's an Amais Aver Ba'ones, he does not become Pasol La'edus. Right? The Kiv and the Pater, Mikol Onesh, Eino Nifsa La'edus. Why? Says the Rebbe Chanan, Ava Ba'ones Hagriusa Bahamaisa, Omehai Taima Pater Gamikaris, even the Maisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his classic, amazing style, taking things from all over the place and applying them, says, maybe this is a machlokes amoraim. Whether it's just a Petur Onshin or even a hafka of the Maisa Aveira. Where is this? Baba Kama Daf Mem. What happened there? Shor ha'itzdedin. One of these animals who they used to have in the stadiums who were trained to attack people and to kill people. Right, in the pantheons, I don't know, in the Roman, all these huge stadiums, and they throw a person in there, and that was it. So they're trained to kill. So the Gemara says, is that animal chayav misa if he kills? Shor ha'itzdin. We know generally a shor ha'muad, if that animal kills, he's chayav, we put the animal to death. So what about a shor ha'itzdin? So, iboy lehu. So the Gemara says, eino chayav misa. Not chayav misa. So the Gemara asks, could you bring this animal as a carbon on the Mizbeach? Ma'u l'gabi ha-mizbeach. Can this shor ha'itzdin be brought on the Mizbeach? Rav amar kasher, Shmuel amar pasul. Machlokes. What's the svara? Rav amar kasher, anusu. Rav says kasher, he's an anus. Okay. U'shmuel amar pasul, ha'ri neved bo aveira. And Shmuel says, no, l'maisa pasul, there was an aveira done with this animal killed. So what's Rav's svara? Says of Yosef Engel on the base of Otsar and Klal Chav Dalet, maybe this is our issue. Umuchach lechora de bahamil sepligi. This is what they're arguing about. The Rav who says that it's mutter to bring these animals a korban. Rav svirale de baones hamaisa baatsmusa lo chashiva avera. Umishim hachi kivan de anusu lo chashiv le nev de baavera klal. It's not considered having done an avera at all, and therefore he can even bring this animal on the mizbeach. Ushmuel sivir aleni he danus who al kolze hamaisa baatsmusa mihas shapir averahi. Right, it's just a patur. The alkein shapir pasalim paas nevad bo avera kimuvan. So this is the suggestion of the Beis Haotzar for the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. He also quotes, again, just two sources that he quotes, and then we'll relate it to our sugya. This is all part one. And that is, there's a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, where Rava discusses, a woman has to, as part of the chalitza ceremony, a woman has to spit. All these old details we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, in the 12th parak, all the details of that halacha. So on Daf Kuvav, Rava says, what happened if she ate garlic or an onion, something that causes a lot of phlegm in the mouth? And then she spits. Does that count as a spitting? Because there was an external stimuli in order to generate more saliva, in order to spit. So is that okay in the world of chalitza? So Amar Rava, achla tuma viraksa, achla gargishta viraksa, lo asav asav lo klum. Not considered a good spit. My taima, viyarka, and she spits, me'atzma be'inan v'leka. It has to be me'atzma. It has to be from her own, so to speak, natural process of producing saliva. Velecha, you don't have that here. So suggests of Yosef Engel, maybe that's also, it was a maisa ba'ones, not a maisa avera ba'ones, and therefore maybe it's not called your maisa, and therefore it wouldn't be good. So, amazing, he takes these two gemaras from totally different worlds, Ashar Ha'itzdadin and a chalitza, rakika, with after eating some garlic, and he puts it together into our sugya. Okay, but this is all part one, but now let's get back to our sugyas, and that is, right, these poor people that got married when they thought that their relative died, and now the relative comes back, that's also somewhat of an one. So, again, l'maisa, there might be certain isuri d'rabanan, Knasos Durabanan that are in play here. So we can't judge based on Lamaisa. She loses the ksuba and she should have checked better. It might be an onis, but the Rabbanan might have certain reasons why they will say that she can or cannot go back. But on a conceptual Daraisa level, what happens if a woman is Ne'anas? So then we say she is allowed to go back to her husband who is a Yisrael. But what's an interesting question is, what happens if there's a situation of onis, but an act of Ratzon? The situation is ones, but an act of ratzon. So where does this come up? So first let's take one step before that. What happens? The Maharik has a famous tshuva. It's quoted in the end of Evan Ezer. The Maharik in Kuf Samach Zayin. Right, Yosef Kolon. What happens if a woman is Omer Mutter? Woman is Omer Mutter. She's Bezana, and then she says, I had no idea that Jewish law prohibits this. I thought that Jewish law... You know, just like a man is allowed to have a lot of wives, I thought a woman is allowed to have a lot of partners, right? And I didn't know there was anything wrong with what I was doing. Maybe even my husband knew about it. Maybe even he knew about it. So is she a Surah Labayla? She a Surah Labayla? Could she go back to her husband? Was she willingly Mizaneh? Well, she was kind of willing. She was, but she didn't realize that she was rebelling, so to speak, against God. Says the Maharik, she's a Surah Labayla. Omer Mutter is Isur Labayla, because even if she didn't rebel against Hashem, the Isur Labayla is about rebelling against her husband. Uma'ala bo ma'al. And by definition, this is breaking the loyalty to her husband, and therefore it is Asura Labayla. That's what the Ma'arik has. Isha shizisa takas bayla baratzo. Vihi lo yada im ish isur bedavar. Im yechashev shogeg. Is this called shogeg? You might even say this is called ones. Lani is daiti nira de'ein lazu din shogegas latir labayla. She's not shogegas. Kivan she miskavenes lemomal b'isha u'mizanetachta. She has kavana not to be faithful to her husband. Doesn't matter what her definition of being faithful is, but she has kavana not to be faithful. And therefore, the Ma'arik says, she's a sur labayla. And then the Ma'arik adds and says, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya that you don't have to have kavana la'avera to know that it's an avera to be create in Yisrael Labayla. Vonir lani is daiti lavi raya. V'al karchach ein adover talui b'kavanas Isser. Kadesha Nomar, Teheha Shlonis Kavanta Le Isser, where she didn't have Kavanta to do an Aveira, Kagon. Shalo Yada Shejisabadavar, she didn't with Eris Labaila. I'll bring you a rhyme of Fereshus from a Gemara in Shas. That even if she does not, even if she's doesn't have Kavanta to do an Aveira, even if, you might say, she's not doing an Aveira. That's in a step further. In the case of the Ma'arik, she was doing an Aveira for sure, but she didn't have Kavanta to do the Aveira. But I'll bring you a riot that even if she's not even doing an Aveira, but it still might be called Ratzon. And that is Megillah Daf Tesvav, where Esther Hamalka is on her way to Achashverosh, and she says, Kasher Avadati, Avadati, and Chazal Darshan from there, that with this act of going to Achashverosh, she will now become Neeseres to Mordechai, and she won't be able to go back to her husband, because she was going willingly to Achashverosh. Up until now, maybe every time he was with her, she was raped. But now she's going willingly in order to be able to get on his good side, in order to save the Jewish people, in order to invite him to the party, whatever it is, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. So says the Ma'arik, Esther Amalka, she was doing an Avera, Chas V'Shalom. She was doing something wonderful. She was saving Klal Yisrael. And Kasher Avadati, Avadati. Kasher Avadati Mibes Abba, Avadati Mimcha, Da'at Hashav Ones, Fashav Ratzon. Shma Mina, says the Ma'arik, Demei Osa, Sha'a, Nasra, Mordechai. V'nei Dara Pashad, Hu Yotem, Abiyat, Abakutcha. And it's obvious, says the Ma'arik, ki Esther lo asta shum iser, v'lohaya bavavar afrilu nidna davera. For sure, Esther did nothing wrong, ela mitzvah rabba asta, she tzilas Yisrael. And I'll bring you a proof to that. On the way to Achashverosh, she gets Ruach HaKodesh. If she was on her way to do an Aveira, she would not be getting Ruach HaKodesh on that way. Right, what did it say? That batil bash Esther Malchus, Gemara Darshins, that she got Ruach HaKodesh at that moment. So, chalila v'chas lomar she'tishra ruach hakodesh mikoch ma'isa shel ginai. Lo tekezos b'Yisrael. For sure not. Ela adaraba, pshita u'pshita, she'asta mitzvah rabba ma'od. She obviously did the right thing. Uvi'prat akarka ola ma'isa. And therefore the Ma'arik says, but still she was asur l'bayla. So what do you see from there? If you don't need a kavana la'aveira, you don't even have to be doing an aveira. Right? To generalize it a little bit, she was doing a maisa beratzon. She was going to Achashverosh, but obviously the situation was onus. Right? She would rather have not been in that situation. So a maisa aver beratzon with a situation of onus, the Ma'arik says asur l'bayla. Asur l'bayla, she did what she was supposed to do. And he brings another raya, Ya'el Eishes Chever Hakeni. Right? Yo, remember the story by Sisera, where the Gemara, the Psukim allude to it, but the Gemara expands upon it in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel, where Ya'el seduced Sisera to come into the tent, and she was with him a number of times. She tired him out, and then she was able to kill him and save thousands and thousands of Jewish lives by getting rid of this anti-Semitic terrible general. And the Gemara calls that an Aveira Lishma. That's the Gemara in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel. Separate topic that we could talk about, Avir Lishma. But again, Yael did a wonderful thing. The Gemara groups her with the Imahos, right? Nashim Me'oel Tivarach. So, of course, she did the right thing. But still, it must be. Upshita Shasta Mitzvah Rabba Ma'od. V'chein Kasvu, V'chein Atina Yael Eishas Chever Akeni, Shashim Chakas of Maisa the Sisra, V'shakal also Maisa Gabioso Imos and Ma'os Gedis Benazir. And yet, he assumes, the Gemara doesn't talk about it, but assumes that she's going to be Asura Labayla in that case. But again, that is the Ma'arik. Again, the Ma'arik coming up with situations where they did the right thing, but they're still Asura Labayla, because Isra Labayla is not totally on an Avera done or the Kavana for an Avera. This Labayla is just totally on, you know, is this called a Maisa's Nus? It's called a Maisa's Nus, even though sometimes going to the Ma'arik, the woman should do a Maisa's Nus to save Klal Yisrael. In that case, on the side, the Ma'arik, as we'll see in a minute, is really in the middle shita. On the on side, you have the Noda Bihuda. The Noda Bihuda in Badur Tinyana Yaradea Simin Kuf Samach Aleph. It was a terrible case where there was a whole group of Jews that were taken captive, and this pirate was going to kill all of them. I don't know how many Jews it was, 100 Jews, 50 Jews, and one of the women goes and is able to seduce the man and is able to have the man be with her and in that way save the entire group. And they were all saved because of that. So the question is she Asura L'Bayla? She was Asura, she obviously did it in order to save the whole group. Is she Asura L'Bayla? Says the Noda Yehuda, she is Asura L'Bayla, but he adds, and she shouldn't have done it. And she shouldn't have done it, says the Noda Yehuda. Aval hechash ina nus al gufa biyeva adarava. He mishtadelis la zelatzel nefashos lo mikri karka olam. That's not called karka olam, the woman totally being passive. Vish vish shavim vitiharva. It's yarva yavar. It's one of the big three. You're going to get killed? Okay, one of the big three. What about Esther Amalka? That's saving all of Klal Yisrael, says Nuda Behuda. Hard to know. Saving one life, saving 50 lives, saving all of Klal Yisrael. So the Nuda Behuda makes up this new category. If you're saving all of Klal Yisrael, that's different. Esther Shiny Shaisal Atzalas Klal Yisrael Mihuda Bat Kush. Vein Lamedim Atzalas Yechidim Mehatzalas Klal Yisrael Miyar Bat Zalkin Mihuda Bat Kush. Vishem Haya Bahoras Mordechai. And maybe Horasha Mordechai told her to do it. V'ulai Baruch HaKodesh. Okay, so that's the Nod Behuda. So in the case of Nod Behuda says she shouldn't have done it, and she's Asura Labayla, but that's on the one hand. If you look in the Chachmas Shlomo of Shlomo Kluger at the end of Evan Ezer, on that Maharik, Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, the Chachmas Shlomo obviously did not see the Maharik inside. He must have seen it quoted by others, because he is Machalik between Yael and Esther. Right, even though the Ma'arik puts them together. But he quotes his Ma'arik and then he adds, there's a difference. Why? Why is there a difference? Because Esther Amalka, she was Asura Labayla, because it was a little more indirect. She was going to be with Achashverosh, try to get on his good side, invite him to a party, and eventually, hopefully, get rid of Haman and then save the Jewish people. Yael was killing the murderer. Yael, he doesn't even think, became Asura Labayla. There's no Chazal that she became Asura Labayla. And he even says, in the song, in Shiras Dvorah, she's called Eishas Chever Akeni. If she became Asura Labayla, would you emphasize that? She's the wife of Eishas Chever Akeni. So that's why, says the Chachma Shlomo, Hatzala Baderach Rechoka might be Asura Labayla. But in other cases, where you're killing the murderer, so then there wouldn't even be Asura Labayla in that case. So that's on the Chachma Shlomo is on one extreme. She wouldn't even be Asura Labayla. The Nod Behuda is she shouldn't have even done it in certain cases. And the Chachma Shlomo is somewhere in the middle. But either way, the general yesod here is about how do you treat a ones. First day we discussed a Maisa Avera Ba'ones. What about a Maisa Avera Baratzon in a situation of ones? Right, so that was this discussion of a number of these Achronim. Okay, we'll have to stop here.